Good afternoon, God's anointed listeners, and I know you're having a beautiful Friday. It's that time of the show where it's real talk with your girl, Miss K. So today we will be talking about the music we listen to. And this coincides very well with the things that we watch and that we see, because a lot of the music playing out today has such provocative imagery. There was actually a pastor that was talking about this one rapper, and in his music video, as he's singing, his body levitates, and the angel takes him, and then he goes down a strip pole into hell, and he starts giving the devil a lap dance and sleeping with the devil. Now, these are the type of songs that sometimes, you know, when a new song plays, you don't go to the extent and go check out the music video. You start singing the songs and you don't care what you are singing. But you need to realize that there is so much negative connotation around these songs and the music you're listening to. And, you know, in the Bible, it states that there's power in the tongue. So when you sing something and you open up your mind and your heart to these things without even knowing what you are singing, without looking at what is the relation between the song and the music video and things like that, you are speaking these things, you're speaking these prayers, because don't be shocked, but these people actually pray over these songs and are not prayers to God, prayers to Satan, to help the music. Some of them are actually witches that does these things so that you can buy more CDs, more albums. Why am I saying CDs? Actually, so that you can download their music online. You know, it becomes so scary how we idolize these people. But they are serving Satan. Satan is the angel of music, or was the angel of music. And when he stepped into the spirit of pride that God hates, God then sent him to hell and he became the devil. And that's how that whole story then goes into. But the devil knows his gift. And that's also very important. Know that when God gives you a gift, he doesn't take it away. But the devil knows his gift, and his gift is music. And so he uses music to lure us in, to mess with our minds, to mess with our spirits, and not understanding where these songs are coming from and not checking these music videos out, seeing, you know, what is this person trying to speak? What is this person trying to say, trying to sing? Not taking cognizance of those things, and you start singing it over yourself, you are creating open doors for Satan to intervene in your life. And when you look again, you're like, yo, why is everything just going wrong? Why is everything so messed up in your life? Lord, aren't you there? But you spend so much time keeping up with what music is relevant, listening to the songs, singing these songs over yourself, over your life, over your family, sometimes parents allow their kids to even listen to these things without even going through, you know, this music and things. And it affects your child. It affects your life. You see small kids dancing on things that Nicki Minaj or Chris Brown or Cardi B has put out. And when you see these videos, it is disgusting. You know, it's so provocative. The things that they say, the words that they speak. And then parents laugh at their kids because it's funny how maybe a 2 or 3 year old can start singing these songs. But at the end of the day, you're allowing your children to speak these things over their lives. You're allowing open doors in their lives at young ages and allowing Satan to come in and intervene. And then you want to ask God, Lord, why is things not going right? Why is things not going right in your life, in your child's life? And the smallest thing can be it. It could be the fact that you allow your children to listen to secular music. You listen to secular music, and these things then messes in your life because you speak these things over your life. The power of the tongue is so important. Also, listening to songs in a different language. I know the beat is good, it sounds amazing, but what are you actually saying to yourself? What are you saying about yourself? You know, music is such a gift to God, from God to us. That's why he says in his courtrooms, you come with praise and thanksgiving. He loves us to praise him, to worship him. He's such a jealous God when it comes to worshiping him. And worshiping him, we tend to do it through music, through song. So using this and opening yourself to what the world is singing, what the world is playing, what the world is doing, can negatively affect your life. It can negatively affect your life. If you just take the time to listen to the songs that you have spoken and ministered over your life, and you then go back and you watch these music videos, you will be shocked at the things that you have allowed in. People's like, oh no, Michaela, maybe you're too spiritual. Maybe you're overthinking these things. But I'm telling you, music can be the death of many people. And has been the death of many people. You know, they say these concerts that some of these artists have are sacrifices. Because how is it that there's maybe 15 or more people that die at these concerts because of stampedes, of just general things that happens at these events? They have established that it's death. Sacrifices. Travis Scott was one of them. And for those who don't know Travis Scott, he is the baby daddy of Kylie Jenner's kids, and he's also a big artist in the US. And it was reported that there was so many young people that died at his concerts. And then they established that it was blood sacrifices that they were making to Satan. And this is the music you allow your kids to listen to. This is the music you allow yourself to listen to and speak over yourself. You know, a lot of these famous artists does some type of ritual, some type of black magic, some type of sacrificing of their blood to become famous. You know, where they sell their soul to Satan to do what? Even this girl, now that's such a... that was big or is big, Doja Cat, actually. They posted some videos of her coming to the point where she is messed up. She's messed up for fame. She has shaven her eyebrows, her hair. She's following certain things in the Bible and creating a negative connotation over that. You know, everything that Satan has, that God has mentioned about Satan in the Bible, she has then put in or placed in her videos, wore on herself, done to herself. She even has a tattoo of a puppet and the strings that is connected to this puppet. And she says this is how the music industry is. You know, that's what they're trying to do to us people when we listen to this music. It's to try to get us in, try to involve us, try to open doors in our lives so that Satan can intervene in our lives. So be so careful, be so cautious about what you listen to, what you allow yourself to be opened up to, because I'm telling you right now that it could be the death of you or the death of your family because of the things that you allow your family to listen to, because you end up speaking these things over your life. You end up singing these things over your life. So be so careful what you open yourself to. Be so careful what you listen to, what you even see with your eyes. You know, take the allow God to invade you, invade himself in your space. instead of listening to secular music, listen to what the word says about your life. Speak positive things over and in your life. Don't let the sins and the wickedness of this world get the best of you. You know, we cannot be anymore, try to be nice to people, try to do the things in, I'm not going to tell them that this can be harmful to them because I'm scared to hurt them, to hurt their feelings. It's not about feelings anymore. It's the end times, and the biggest thing is to save your soul. And if you listening to secular music is hindering you from getting saved, hindering you from devoting your life to Christ, then stop it. It's not worth it. Allowing Satan to get in and mess with your life. It is not worth it. I want to say today that, you know, God sees and he hears. And if you believe in God and Christ, then all you would want to do is to fill yourself with Christ. Forget the things of this world. Forget the secular music out there. It's not good for you. Spend time in the Word. Worship Christ. You know, listen to good gospel music. There's some amazing gospel artists that serve God with all their hearts and sing, and lyrics are positive things over your life. So I want to say, take the time to listen to those things and speak it over your life. Speak it over your kids, so that you will have victory in every obstacle that you might come in contact with. Because God hears what you speak. So I just want to say on that, be blessed, God bless, and stay blessed.